Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Colin in Maryland, who tells us, I wish to sell my house in the UK, as I live in the USA permanently now. What tax implications are there? It's my sole residence with a value of approximately £240,000. Well, Colin, from everything that I see, the tax code does not appear to distinguish between a personal residence here in the U.S. or outside the country. Location of the home does not seem to be part of the definition of personal residence. You can read more about the rules following these two links. Now, since the tax code provides you with an exclusion of $250,000 for any gain you might have, or $500,000 if you're married, if you originally paid more than £83,000 for the house, it's quite likely that you will pay no U.S. taxes on the sale of this home. Or, if you're married, you're going to be free and clear because you have the $500,000 exclusion. You can use these two currency converters to help you. However, you may face taxes in the UK. You'll need to research that or consult with a chartered accountant there. Incidentally, if you do pay taxes in the UK, it's quite likely you won't be able to deduct those taxes on the US return. Why? Because you won't be paying any US taxes on those profits, so you can't have it both ways. A strategy you can use is to determine how much the UK taxes will be, and see if you're better off reporting the sale of the house here and paying the low long-term capital gains rates on your U.S. tax return, then reduce all of your taxes by the foreign taxes you pay in the U.K. If you want someone to help you sort out all of this on the U.S. side of this, talk to Roger Adams, Enrolled Agent. This is his area of specialty. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about international taxes and other tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.